The Lord be with you. Greeting from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. One of the Pharisees, a lawyer, in an attempt to trip up Jesus, asked him, "Teacher, which commandment of the law is the greatest?" Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with your whole heart, with your whole soul, with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. The second is, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments, the whole law is based, and the prophets as well." The Gospel of the Lord. I would like to offer you a gift, and it's going to be somewhat like the Zimbanga Bee, because the Zimbanga Bee is the Filipino tradition in which you pray for 9 days and nine nights close to the celebration of Christmas. So I created my own Zimbanga Bee. It's called the Marriage Zimbanga Bee. So starting today for 9 days, every time I say Mass for 9 days, I'll place both of you on the altar, that God will fill you with a lot of peace, joy, long life, and eternal life. So that'll be my gift for you. And I invite also your relatives to do the same. Start today, make a novena for Christian Ella, that these will be the best days, the best years of your life. The Beatles used to sing, "It's getting better all the time, huh?" So that's our prayer, that these will be the best years in your life. So I'd like to comment upon the basic theme that you have in the first read, the second reading, and the Gospel, which is the importance of love. So I'd like to tell a love story. And it's this. There was a couple that established a really good friendship with the priest. And they invited him to have dinner at their house, because we have to eat too, believe it or not. On the way to the house, the man was praising his wife, saying, "Father, I've got the most beautiful, kind, loving, intelligent, strong wife in the whole world." When they arrive at the house, the husband rings the doorbell, and the wife opens up the door, and the priest sees that the woman has a deformed right face, with scars and marks, and the priest was taken aback. So they sit down to have dinner, and they're four at the table. The husband, the wife, and a little girl who was about 6 years old. Smiley little girl. During the conversation at table, the husband was praising his wife to the skies. And the priest had never seen so much love before. At the end of the meal, when the man was taking the priest back to his rectory, very discreetly the priest asked, "What happened to your wife's face?" He said, "I'll tell you. 6 years ago, our house caught on fire. The whole house was going up in flames, and my little daughter was 6 months old, and my wife rushed in the house, grabbed my little daughter, and the little daughter was being surrounded by flames in the blanket, and the flames burned the whole right side of her face. That's why I've got the most beautiful wife in the world. What is love? The most eloquent symbol of love is the cross. Jesus said, no greater love has anyone than that he lay down his life for his loved ones. Now, which of those two, it's a real story, which of those two would be more noble? I would say both. Because that wife, that mother, gave her life for her child, but the husband was faithful. You're going to be saying in a couple of minutes, I promise to be faithful in good times and in bad. Health and in sickness. Riches and in poverty. Until death do you part. That's your marriage vow, which hopefully you're going to take very seriously. Faithful in all the times. Good times or bad times. Health, sickness. You got money? Don't have any money. Faithful. So if we really want to understand what love is, we have to go beyond the mere sentimental, the mere emotional. Because the word love is the most used word in this country, but it's the most misinterpreted. You language scholars, you probably know Tagalog, but you probably don't know Greek. Greek has four words for love, did you know that? Eros, philia, storge, agape, the four words. Agape often is a name that the Filipinos give, agapito, right? Actually, agapito means a little bit of love, that's what it means. Once they ask someone that I love very much to give me a definition of love, and this person gave the best definition I've ever heard. You want to hear it? Sacrifice. That was my mother who gave that definition. You got 9 kids and 37 grandchildren, you got a lot of sacrifice, as my mom has, right? Love is a willingness to sacrifice. So now, Christian and Ella, how are you going to live out that gospel of love? You're going to have to die to yourself every day. Die to what? Impatience? Anger? Gluttony? Remember the capital sins and the spiritual exercise? Have you forgotten them? Come back and do the exercises in August, right? Envy? Lust? Sloth? Pride? Remember those? Hey! That's a lot of work! Dying to that every day is the way you're living out love. Every time you say no to the old man, to the flesh, to our lower impulses, you're saying yes to love. That you have to understand. That you have to understand. But I'll tell you the secret. The secret is a miracle you're going to be watching in about 10 minutes. Look. What's that? You're going to be seeing the greatest miracle. That bread is going to be turned into God. Do you believe it? Any Catholics here? The wine is going to be turned into the blood of Christ. But the greatest miracle is going to end up in Christian's heart. That's the greatest miracle. And Ella, you too. So both of you receive that host that I'm going to consecrate it. You're going to be receiving the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. You're going to be receiving a heart transplant. Amen. A heart transplant. Because you're going to be receiving the total Christ. And the very center of Christ is his most sacred heart. Burning furnace of charity. The litany. I'm going to challenge both of you. Try to come to Mass every day. Amen? Amen or oh me? Hopefully it's an amen and not an oh me. Hopefully it's an amen. Because the best thing that Christian can do for Ella is to fall in love with Jesus Christ. Amen, huh? And the best thing that Ella can do for Christian is to fall in love with Jesus Christ. If both of you fall in love with Jesus Christ, you're going to be able to love each other more and more each day. You got me? That's the message of the gospel today and the second reading. We're called to love. We can only love in as much as we're loved by God and we'll receive the love of God within our hearts. May Mama Mary, who loved Jesus with her whole heart, grant you the true gift of love. Amen.